others who broke my heart. They were like northern stars, pointing me on
seriously?
My way.
You played this at your
into
wedding?
Into your loving arms.
You were there. If you were this paying attention, you would have heard it.
I try to block out this band.
Yeah.
But it is the final song for our Golden Rose. If you know the artist, it's actually a band. If you know the band and the song, post it on our Facebook fan page. Be the first one to do it, and we will drop ship you a gold-dipped rose from our friends at Jewels and Estate Gallery by G. Daryl Olson.
You know, the only song I remember playing at Julia's wedding was the one Julia and I danced to. Was that Paul Stuckey?
It was actually Paul Simon.
Paul Simon.
Never been a father loved his daughter more than you was the line, but I don't remember what it was called.
Yeah, that was the name of the song.
Obviously, a very special song. It was sentimental. Yeah. I don't know what it's called, but it was special.
Good. It was special.
Oh, and on a really quick side note. Someone called in that used to be a partner with us and longtime family friend. He danced to the I Thank God and Greyhound song with his daughter at her wedding last month.
Nice. Nice.
See, I told you it was a Valentine's Day song for some people.
Seriously.
We're here. And they got somebody a gift certificate this week.
We're here on the pre-Valentine's Day edition of Rosie on the House. Also, the Olympic Games special edition. We've done some Russian counseling and tutoring earlier in the show. This hour, we're actually talking solar power, because we've elected to dive back into this topic again based on how many questions we're getting through the week at the global headquarters of Rosie on the House. So we've invited our special Rosie-certified solar installation contractors and specialists, Harmon Solar, here in studio, Dan and Julie King. Thanks again for coming in, y'all. We took a call during the break, and your industry isn't insulated from unscrupulous contractors and scams. And a caller called in and said, have Dan and Julie just talk through all the scams that are popular in your industry. Julie, you want to take that?
Yeah, I think the first thing you want to do is you want to check out the organization that you're dealing with. You want to make sure that they have contractor's license, who's doing the installation. You want to check with the Better Business Bureau. Just do all of your research first.
Due diligence.
Due diligence, very, very important. But what I think one of the biggest things we see, or what we've seen in the industry, is overstating the production, therefore overstating your savings.
This is when the homeowner has a rep in the house and they're trying to close the deal, and the sweeter they can make the deal look,
correct,
the better the probability they're going to close that deal that night. So they sweeten the deal by tweaking the numbers,
and there's something that homeowners can do to verify those numbers.
There's an online thing that they can go to, which is called PVSYST. It's a little complicated to input the data, but it will allow you to show how much energy it would be produced. Or obviously, we would love you to give us a call. Our consultants would be more than happy to run an analysis, because we have a software program internally called PVSYST that is very accurate. It takes into consideration the tilt, the azimuth, your geographic location, and it also does stuff like the degradation, in the energy that's lost in the wires. I mean, it's super accurate, and we'd be more than happy to run that analysis, even if you've already installed solar, to check and make sure that the system is operating properly. All you have to do is give Harmon Solar a call at 1-800-281-3189. 1-800-281-3189.
And how far do y'all work? I know you at least go to Whitman.
How do you know that?
we actually operate statewide, so it doesn't matter, where you're at. Obviously, our greatest service territory is the greater Phoenix metropolitan area, but we've installed in northern Arizona and southern Arizona as well.
Yeah, and we cover the state. Y'all cover all of northern Arizona as Rosie certified. You cover the whole state. And in southern Arizona, we also have the Solar Store and Southwest Solar, which have made it through the Rosie screening process and are every bit as qualified on the topic as the Kings are here at Harmon Solar.
So and it's Southwestern and Green Valley?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's Southwestern Solar and Green Valley. So just, I was asking you how to, you know, guard yourself against scams. You know, what the short answer to that is just go to RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Correct.
But all that,
good point.
But all that as a part of your due diligence,
right?
Because y'all's industry is a well, when the industry exploded a few years ago, I said it every Saturday we were on air. Buyer beware, buyer beware, buyer beware. Roofers are becoming solar experts overnight. Plumbers are becoming solar experts overnight. Out of work electricians are becoming solar experts overnight. And we had an explosion. If we still had Yellow Pages, the Yellow Page section would have gone from 3 solar contractors to 3,000. And now we're winnowing those back down. Not everybody's making it. And I'm getting calls at the office. I prepaid a whole lease, and now the company's gone.
Yeah, we've actually had quite a few of that going on for sure, and we've heard a lot of horror stories, and you know, we do the best that we can to help homeowners. Not only do you see people that have invested money that never get a system installed, but you get people that have a system installed that isn't producing, again, the scam idea that it's not producing what they said it would. And we see that all the time. And there's not a whole lot we can do other than make sure that the system that's actually up there is producing as much as it feasibly can.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. Hey, we're going to take a quick break because right now at 10:40 is where we always go into our Arizona staycation sponsored by Sanderson Ford, as well as the Arizona Office of Tourism and Arizona Highways Magazine. And I'm telling you, and I know the Kings have some travel plans this weekend because we interrupted them and made them stay home for Saturday morning, but y'all are heading up to Page Springs, right?
Yeah,
Jerome
correct.
And Page Springs
yeah.
for the weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one thing you may consider is run on up Schnebly Hill and get to Flagstaff. I want to welcome Clay McCausland into the conversation, who's calling from Flagstaff. He's with Great Circle Media, who owns 6 radio stations across northern Arizona, one of which is CAF Radio, our Flagstaff broadcast affiliate. Clay serves as CAF's director of sales. Clay, y'all have got some big business going on in Flagstaff this weekend, and this little snow that came through the last couple of days only helped, right?
Yes, sir. It's beautiful up here. It's the sun's shining. It's a wonderful day up here. We've got a lot of people coming into town.
I saw pictures of bulldozers on downtown Flagstaff streets building these half pipes. What have y'all got going on in downtown?
Well, you know, a few years ago, we were sitting around trying to figure out an idea for February. February is typically a slow month for us up here in Flagstaff. So city manager brainstormed an idea after watching the kids play a video game. They were doing some of these obstacle courses and stuff, and the kids were jumping with their snowboards on the video game. And he said, you know, I'd love to bring that to downtown Flagstaff. So he called us up and a couple of others, and we partnered on putting together a big promotion that's called the Do Downtown. And it's a big obstacle course that, like I say, there's a bunch of cool stuff that the kids are hitting for snow jumps and skis, and it's just a really good time. There's a festival with lots of activities for kids. They've got a snow play area and good food and all sorts of great things happening.
We were staying up there this summer, and is it the same place y'all had those crazy motorcycle guys doing flips downtown?
It is, yeah. It's right nearby there. If you're familiar with where the courthouse area is, it's just off the lawn of there. And so they've taken San Francisco Street and blocked off 3 different blocks, and it just stretches all the way through downtown Flagstaff.
Snow bowls open, manufactured snow with a top layer of a fresh 6, 8, 10 inches. It must be awful good up there. What have they got going up at Snow Bowl this weekend?
Snow Bowl's got a lot of stuff happening. Actually, they got 19 inches over this week. We had a few storms that came through earlier in the week, so it's terrific conditions up there. They've got, I was just talking to Jason, who's the director over there, and he was telling me about the courses. I believe they've got 85% of the entire area is open right now. All the lifts are running. And he's got a big snow course. He's got 3 different terrain areas that people can hit for snowboard and jumping and just a great off course type activities. And so they've got a ton of stuff happening up there during the day. And then tonight they've got an event called the Cotulla Uphill Agassiz Run. And it's a fun run and a fun walk. And you walk up the side of the mountain after the snowball lifts have been closed. They'll go up and around the terrain and come back down and then have a big party and a fundraiser for a place called Camp Fulton where the 6th graders go. They show a lot of the kids that have never been to the outdoors. They'll take them up there and spend a week and show them around and really teach them about the outdoors. So this is a big fundraiser for that going on tonight.
All right, Clay. So wrap up the Rosie on the House staycation segment with a big Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce invitation to all the Arizona listeners.
Absolutely. First off, we just want to say thanks, Rosie and Romy, for your partnership. We really enjoy working with you guys. I know our listeners look forward to Saturday mornings with you. And, you know, for all the listeners, definitely hop in your vehicle. If you don't have plans going on this weekend, come on up to Flagstaff. It's beautiful. It's sunny out. The weather's blue sky. It's going to be a great weekend to come up to Flagstaff.
That's the great thing about Arizona. You really could from anywhere in the state. Our listeners all the way are Carol, our next caller, from Green Valley. You know, he could be up to Flagstaff in 3.5 hours. You know, that's a nice afternoon brunch. You got time to stop at Beaver Street, get you a nice, you know, growler to walk around with and have a good time.
Well, I'd stop in Black Canyon City for a pie first.
Stop at Rock Springs on the way.
Yeah, I'd have to stop at Rock Springs for a pecan pie on the way, that's for sure.
You got to have something to munch on that last, you know, 90 miles up.
Arizona Staycation, only available one place in the whole planet. That's at our homepage, rosieonthehouse.com. You go in and register. We pick a winner every single month, sponsored by Sanderson Ford and Arizona Highways Magazines. You get drawn as the winner. Sanderson Ford provides you a car of your choice off of their loaner lot. We've had them take Lincoln MKXs, MKZs. We've had them take Ford F-150 Platinums. Sanderson just says, look, here are all the cars that are out there. You go pick whatever one you want. We put you in that Ford for a couple days. We buy the gas. We don't. Jennifer does, my wife. And we find out where you want to go, and she goes to work for you to try and find the lodging through our friends at Arizona Highways, get the lodging wrapped up, get the food wrapped up. It's essentially a three-day vacation in Arizona, and you can name the dates and the location. No blackout dates, no blackout locations. We go to work for you to put together a memorable Arizona staycation. Thank you, Arizona Highways Magazine and Sanderson Ford, for sponsoring. It's one of the it's one of the most fun things we do.
Oh, absolutely. And it is, you know, it's things like this is what makes Sanderson Ford America, not Arizona, America's number one Ford dealer. And they are closed 52 days, more than 50. I mean, they're always closed on Sunday. They're not open on Easter. Well, Easter's always on a Sunday, but Christmas as well. You know, they're closed more than 52 days a year, and they're still the number one dealership.
Doing something right.
They're the only ones that do a Rosie on the House staycation.
That's right.
I'm not saying that's the only contributing factor. It's just an example of what makes them number one.